Good morning. Thanks for being here today. We really appreciate you being here. As far as announcements go, we've got Hills Alive coming up this weekend. We're leaving the Friday, and then we'll be back on Monday. So if you guys could be praying for us for that too, that'd be huge. We would appreciate that. Also, if you still have any sleeping bags or air mattresses or anything like that, we would love to have those. Nobody has said they needed them, but I can imagine kids showing up on Friday saying they don't have anything to sleep on. So having those here would be great if you have those. As far as we have the love offering for the Warings, you can see on June 11th how much we got there for them, and a super big blessing for them. Then there's a nursing home birthday party. I don't know much about this. Is there anybody out there that knows more?
You should go.
Okay. Well, I'll be there. You guys can read about that. And it looks like if you have any more questions, talk to April because she knows more. And I believe we still have the men's breakfast on the 15th. So this Saturday. So make note of that. And then to those of you who it may concern, the CE board meeting was moved to Monday at 6 instead of Wednesday this week. So remember that tomorrow night at 6. Are there any other announcements today? Okay, if not, we're going to read our call to worship today. And since I know you guys are paying attention and reading through your announcements, we're going to read the church verse for this year. It's Colossians 2, 6 through 7. It says, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving."
Good morning again, and just a clarification on the announcement for the birthday party. It has Monday the 20th. Actually, the 20th is the correct time. Thursday's the 20th. So if you showed up Monday, that will not be the 20th, but I'm sure the nursing home would like you to just say hi, but the group will be on Thursday. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 66. I'll ask you to stand with me, please. "To God Be the Glory." Number 66. To God be the glory, great things he had done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, to yield in his life an atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, the vilest he believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us,
great things he had done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
If you'll take a moment to greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. And we've a couple of ones that were given to me over the last couple of days. Elaine Peterman talked to me yesterday. She is going to follow Sherry in surgery of having surgery on her hands. She's going to have both hands done, and that will be on Friday and over in Pierre. So we'll be praying for Elaine, especially with some of her health other health needs, especially her diabetes, and surgery always makes it a little, adds a little extra complication. So we'll be praying for Elaine and for Daryl. Also this week, Keith Fawcett had surgery, but also on that same day, his wife Cheryl ended up with an appendicitis and also ended up in surgery that day for an appendectomy. And so we need to pray for both Keith and Cheryl. Recovery from the surgery, but also wisdom as what kind of steps forward for Keith and the cancer that he is facing. And we also continue to pray for Brad Hahn and his treatments as he continues to undergo and move forward from some of the chemo treatments that he has had. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Rich.
I'd like to announce Christy and I are celebrating our 36th wedding anniversary today.
Well, happy anniversary. So we congratulate you guys on, as well as God's faithfulness. We know that to getting that number of years, my wife and I celebrated 34, so we're just close. And we do are grateful for how God has worked in your guys' lives. Other prayer requests? Yes, Bonnie. So, Ed and Bonnie's granddaughter Kelly and her husband, they have been missionaries with Youth with a Mission, or acronym is YWAM, and they are in Nicaragua. Wow, I've not been up long enough to get my tongue moving. But they're in Nicaragua for 6 weeks, and so they're, Bonnie, you mentioned yesterday, they're about halfway through. Okay, they left on the 29th of June, so they're kind of still in the beginning of their mission work there in Nicaragua, and it's 6 weeks that they will be down south. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah. Amen. That is, Ernie and Shirley had mentioned last week about Shirley going back for a second mammogram, and grateful for medical technology to be able to discern, and so is benign, and that is a wonderful praise, as we know is some of Shirley's health issues in the past, so glad that for the good news, because that definitely brings peace of mind.
And so,
two
things.
Yes.
I'm praying for it. Those who clear up. That's a praise. A prayer request would be Todd Oleg Miller is going to have a kidney removed next week because it's cancerous. So we pray for Todd and his family.
So the prayer request from Dave, definitely a praise for the rain we have received in our area, and it's nice seeing the drought monitor kind of shrink a bit, but there are some areas that are still in desperate need of rain and moisture. And then Todd Oleg Miller will be having surgery to remove a kidney. They believe it is cancerous, and so we will be praying for the Oleg Miller family and for Todd. Any other? Deb. So the prayer request and a good reminder about Hills Alive is coming up next weekend, and the youth group's safety in their travel, but also the opportunity to bond together as a group and to be encouraged and challenged spiritually. So as well as for the leaders that those of us that have done youth trips know 3 days or 4 days can feel like 8 or 10 or 12. So we will pray for the leaders, especially for they pick back up with work when they get back, and so there's not a lot of break for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Brian. And your friend's first name?
Carol.
Carol. Okay. The Bone Brights have a friend, Carol, who has been battling a very rare form of liver cancer, is now metastasized to her brain, and it's a her, right? Okay. Just sometimes Carol can be go either way. But for Carol and family through this time. Also want to, not normally call out visitors, but do want to recognize Frida Rasko is with us today. Former pastor's wife. both her and John were very instrumental in guiding and shepherding our getting into this building, and so we've really appreciated their ministry here, and she was able to come back for the wedding yesterday and stay with us, so grateful for her being with us this Sunday. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities you give us each day to acknowledge you, to recognize that we, in and of ourselves, there's not much we can do, especially as far as things that last for eternity. Your son told us when he was on this earth that apart from him, we can do nothing. And a lot of times we think we can do things in our own strength. But you provide us breath for each day. You've provided us this new day. And you know exactly what's in our future. Father, we're awed that you are able to know all things, and yet you do not ignore us, that you are so intimately aware of us. You know the number of hairs on our head. You know exactly the cares and concerns on our hearts, and you know what is best for us. Father, forgive us for times that we doubt that. Strengthen our faith. Thank you that you do not just abandon us, but you walk with us each and every day, especially when we come into a relationship with you. You have brought your Holy Spirit to indwell in our lives. And so God truly is inside of us. And we cannot fathom all the implications of that. But one of them is that we are connected to the vine. So Father, help us each day to stay connected to you, to be not only students, but applying your word to our lives, to be connected in prayer. And we lay before you these requests. Father, we lift up the needs of our community and our fellowship. We pray for Elaine and Daryl, especially Elaine as she goes in for surgery this Friday, that you would guide the doctors, and especially with some of her other health challenges, you would give them wisdom. And we pray for Daryl as her helpmate and family through this time. We pray for full and complete healing. We continue to pray for Brad and his chemo treatments. We ask that you would give him the energy and strength he needs, strengthen his immune system, as well as giving him the rest he needs, but also the patience in the process. Continue to be with his family, that you would give all of them peace of mind and heart. We lift up the Fawcett family for Keith and the next steps, that you would give them wisdom and what treatment plan. But we pray for his wife, Cheryl, as the unexpected nature, grateful that she was in a place that could deal quickly with the appendicitis. And now we pray for her healing through this time as well. Father, we lift up those that are serving around the world. We're grateful for that Grace May is with us today and the work that you have called her with the Navigators. But we also lift up Ed and Bonnie's granddaughter and her husband, Kelly, and they work with the team in Nicaragua, that you would open doors of ministry, protect their health, help those that have not been in a cross-cultural situation to adjust and to be able to be used by you. Father, we are grateful for your answers to prayer, and we praise alongside of Ernie and Shirley that the imagery that is benign, and so we, Father, we are just grateful for the technologies you've entrusted to us, but also your great healing hand. Father, we lift up the Oleg Miller family for Todd and his surgery coming up, that the cancer would be just contained to this kidney, but we pray for wisdom for the doctors and peace of mind and heart and healing for him. Father, we also lift up the Bombites' friend, Carol, and this road that she has been traveling as well. And with these new challenges, Father, we pray that you would be an ever-present help in this time of need in her life and for her family as well. And as we look at the events, we are grateful for activities that the youth group can participate in. Think of Hills Alive and not only our group, but many groups coming together in Rapid City. We pray for safety and all those traveling. We pray for our youth group and the sponsors as they spend this time connecting with one another. They may also be challenged in their walk with you and grow together as a group. Pray for the leaders, give them wisdom, extra energy. We thank you for calling Abe and Diana to our church, but also for our youth sponsors and their willingness to give up a weekend to minister and to be a part of our youth group, as well as the faithfulness that they've had over the last not only months but years. We thank you for the consistency of our volunteers in both the youth group and in our other ministries, for VBS and for Club Rock. We pray for each of our leaders and boards as they meet in the next coming weeks. Father, we lift up the service to you. We ask that, especially as we receive the offering from your people, that you would honor and each giver, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. During our Sunday school time, we will be asking the adult classes as well as our high school and junior high classes to come join us here in the sanctuary as we have Grace May with us. Grace has grown up in our church and has launched off for a lot of different years and many years in a lot of different ministries. But Grace is going to give kind of a teaser for why you should come back for Sunday school.
Good morning, friends. It's always really fun. I would consider this home. So to be back 5 years ago, this week it was a lot hotter, and I was in a white dress, and Stephen was in a suit, and we got married in this church. And so, yeah, it's just fun to be here. My parents watched Jameson, and we took a quick trip to the Black Hills because Stephen had never seen all of South Dakota. So in 36 hours, we saw the Badlands and Mount Rushmore and all the things. So it's been a really fun week. Here's some photos of just kind of a brief update of what's been going on. Currently, we live in Lawrence, Kansas, working at the University of Kansas and then the Central Plains region with the Navigators. So Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. I've worked with them for about, let's say, a dozen years-ish. But really, I love working with college students and thinking about the millions of 18-year-olds to 22-year-olds that step foot on campus, really open to what does it look like? What is spirituality and what does faith look like? I might have grown up in a church. I've maybe have never entered a church and opened a Bible. And so to walk with students in such formative years is really a joy and fun. I often think about Matthew 9, 35 through 38, where Jesus looks on the crowds and sees them harassed and helpless without a shepherd. Then he says, pray to the Lord of the harvest, for the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. And so just thinking about how rich the harvest is on college campuses. So this is the region that I help serve as an associate regional director. There's 13 campuses over four states. But the nice thing about Lawrence is it's kind of in the middle of those. And so, the trips are not as large as they could be if I lived on the edge of them. So here's a student that I meet with. Here's some examples of things that I get to do. This is Emma. Emma comes over every Friday morning, or has, and we have eggs. And Jameson, so she gets to watch me parent a toddler, as well as we talk about what does it look like to be an architectural engineer. I learned a lot about circuits and lights, so if you turn on a switch, all of them come on, things. I just want it to work. I don't really care how the function is, honestly. But she is in marching band, and she just graduated. But we've talked a lot about Nick and Emma Penske and Tracy and her roommates, about what does it look like for me to share the gospel or want to read the Bible with my friends when they're pretty opposed to the gospel and opposed to religion, and think that's for people who are soft. And so for her to be a consistent person in their life in relationships when things go south, where her hope is versus where their hope is in a really different place. So she's coming over on Monday night for dinner. She gets acquainted with working in Kansas City now. She just got back from a trip to South Asia and thinking about what does it look like to maybe move over there as business is mission, because it's a closed country. But that's just like one student as an example. She's from St. Louis and came to college thinking I had to have all the right answers to share my faith, and realizing how to do that in relationship has been really, really fun. These are another part of my job, is I get to train staff. So I'm in charge of training over our whole region, as well as training specific staff at KU. So on your left are two women, Amber and Becca. And this is us having fries and hamburgers. But we were talking about, Becca's working in Rieger Hall, and Amber is working in Sigma Delta sorority, and thinking about students that they know and how to hang out with students and make connections with the lost, and not just coming along students they're investing in. And then all of the guys ate this giant pizza, because that's what guys like to do. You bring food, they eat, we all win. And so this is two young staff, a coworker of mine, and then two students, and just thinking about what does it look like for your relational network? So we'll talk about this some in Sunday school today, but who are people you sit next to in class? Who's your family? What does it look like for you personally to live out the gospel and your faith, as well as to share it? Because in college, you possibly change peers and change professors every 6 months. And so that's a really different situation than having the same coworkers for 50 years. So things like learning how to make relationships, as well as how to introduce the gospel in those new relationships. In January, I took a trip to Slovakia. And so if you don't know, that's Eastern Europe. It was in under communist rule. And the picture on the left is of the Danube River. So one of the things I thought was fascinating was it really is on the border. Over the river, you can see Austria, and that was free. So that was not under communist rule. And as we were talking to people and asking, how did you come to faith? What does this look like? They would always start with, well, do you know what communism is and what this looks like? And so what I grew up in, the navigator work in Slovakia and Bratislava was really brought by a guy named Milan. And he went to college for US forestry in Finland. And so in the 40s, 50s, I think it was the 50s, after World War II, he became a believer, and then he took what he knew and started sharing the gospel and reading the Bible with people in Bratislava. And so most everybody who knows Jesus is probably connected in some way to Milan, which I just think is such a beautiful picture of how the gospel spreads. On the left, Jakob and I went for meetings in Bratislava, not just a sightseeing trip, but it was of all in the navigators, all the European student ministries. So people from Bulgaria, Sweden, the UK, I really saw all of Europe in a room. And my favorite part was having everybody pray in their native language. So the Bulgarians couldn't understand the Swedes couldn't understand the French. I learned the Dutch can kind of understand everybody because they learn all the languages, but it was a really sweet picture, I thought, of heaven. And then Jakob, who's from Bratislava, and then this other guy who's from the Netherlands, were just sharing what is their ministry plan and how can they learn from each other. I was really there to learn about what does it look like to minister in a post-Christian culture, and thinking they often reminded me of Romans 5, where it talks about suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And just what does it look like to have the hope of Jesus and persevere when people don't agree with you on a regular basis, and spiritual interest is not nearly as common as it is in the States. And so thinking about how do we train staff, how do we reach students, we'll talk a lot about Gen Z in Sunday school. I'm learning a lot about it because I am not of Gen Z. And so how to reach them, how does the gospel good news to them? Here's some really fun friends that were in Slovakia when I was there. So on the right is Benny and Teja. Benny is the first, they live in Budapest, Hungary, the first Hungarian of the work of the Navigators there in student ministry to come to Christ. And he married Teja. Teja's from Northwest Missouri State, so Maryville, Missouri. And she's from Des Moines originally and came to Christ in college, and now they're living in Budapest. So hearing about them reaching college students, not college students, high school students. Right now they're doing lots of summer camps, and we send college students over to help with those summer camps. And then a friend, Libby, on the left, she graduated from KU. So that's kind of a fun connection. She lives in Amsterdam right now. And other parts of my job, this is our Jacksonville summer training program. So I'm currently here, I'm not in Jacksonville, but I supervise all of our student initiatives. And so the director of this on site and I talk weekly. Last year, my mom and Jameson came with me to visit for a week. But the purpose of this is we stay in the dorms at the University of North Florida, and there's about 70, 75 staff and students right now. And teaching them, one, it's fun to go to the beach when you're from the Midwest. It's like novel. But second, what does it look like to live in Christian community, something that might be really familiar or really different for these college students, and live out a Christian community? So there's speakers that come in to talk about prayer, to talk about praying the promises of God, to talk about sharing your faith. Every Saturday morning, they go out on the beach and share their faith and do evangelism. The last count, I think, was 7 people on the beach had decided to follow Jesus. But also, they're thinking about how do you take that to your coworkers as well, as they work all across Jacksonville during the summer. And then this is the Olingers. So this is a part of my job. These are the campus directors at the University of Arkansas. And I just ask if you would pray for them. Amanda got diagnosed 15 months ago with colon cancer, and they put her in hospice 2 days ago. So I think that she will, I'll be probably at a funeral in about a week and a half. But Wyatt is in 6th grade and Claire is in 4th grade. So part of my job in the last 2 weeks, probably the last 6 months, is calling the people on her staff team and thinking about how are you doing, how are you processing. And once she passes, or right now as she's gone into hospice, I'll have meetings in the next week to think about how do we help the University of Arkansas team as students arrive in the fall. So she's a dear friend of mine. It's pretty emotional, but she knows Jesus, and she's praying for her 5 siblings that don't know Jesus, and thinking how hope in dark places is sometimes the most obvious place God can shine his light. And so, yeah, hearing stories of how she's shared her hope with her siblings that don't know Jesus. So that's the Olingers, and the University of Arkansas is part of my job that I get to do. And then here's my fun fact. So Jameson is in the nursery, so we're not all distracted while Mr. Watson speaks this morning. But we are also getting to have a baby in November. So I had surgery in last November, and the doctor said I had a high-risk pregnancy with Jameson, had surgery during that, and they kind of said, I don't think it's highly likely that you'll ever have a baby again. And so this is pretty exciting news. My parents are pumped, so you can congratulate them. And they won't be here for Thanksgiving, hopefully. So yeah, we're really, really grateful. I'll go on maternity leave and then come back to work after that. So yeah, you can just pray for a healthy baby. We have our 20-week appointment on Friday. So then she can also tell you what gender the baby is. And then, we're really grateful for that. Thanks so much for your prayer, for your friendship, for your financial partnership. It's really fun to come home. I'm really grateful for this church and just the influence you guys have had on my life. It was fun to be here for the wedding yesterday. Carrie was probably my first boss at Rexall and my volleyball coach, so it was really fun to be here. So thanks, guys, and see you at Sunday school.
Watching you grow up in this church, but in youth group, and being a part of your life for so many years in youth group, has, and now to see you become this amazing, heartfelt woman for Christ and what you want to do for young people and the love that you have for them, and now a mom, it's really cool. It's really cool. I'm really excited for you and your family and what's ahead. Let's stand. Let's sing. Let's praise Jesus this morning.
We turn to you.
Ahead and be seated. Yesterday, for those of us that came or were blessed enough to be able to be here for the wedding, it was really a unique time of watching Carrie and Randy's love for their family and for each other and the way God really worked in them. And this morning when we were here practicing, the next two songs that we're singing is all about how great our God is, how amazing he is, what he does, who he stands for, and how we love him. And so for me, when we sing this song, How Great Our God Is, it's a heart thing, it's a quiet thing, and so that's why I just thought it was fitting to sit so that you can just feel his presence.
Name above all names. speak what is true. Speak what is true.
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Thank you for the opportunity that we have now to look into your word, to see your truth, and pray that we would be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.